I wonder if you've ever thought about that. What are you going to do when you get to heaven? My mind's a couple of times thought about it. I think the first thing I'm going to do is find out my guardian angel and thank him for all the hard work he's done on my life down the years. The problems he's had to sort out for me is unbelievable. I've got a friend who's disabled. He's in a wheelchair. And he told me the first thing he's going to do, he's going to spend the first 1,000 years praising God and Jesus, and the second 1,000 years dancing around heaven because he'll no longer need his wheelchair. But I picked that hymn not only for that, but for the second verse. My theme today is heart, our hearts. And the first line of the second verse goes, 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. It's grace that taught my heart to fear. Now we've got our readings now, the Old and New Testament, and see if you can see heart mentioned in both of them, both the Old and the New Testament reading.
The first reading from the Old Testament comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, starting at verse 1. Judah's sin is engraved with an iron tool, inscribed with a flint point on the tablets of their hearts and on the horns of their altars. Even their children remember their altars and Asherah poles. Beside the spreading trees and on the high hills, my mountain in the land and your wealth and all your treasures I will give away as plunder, together with your high places, because of sin throughout your country. Through your own fault, you will lose the inheritance I gave you. I will enslave you to your enemies in a land you do not know, for you have kindled my anger, and it will burn forever. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes. He will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind, to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve. This is the word of the Lord. The second reading from the New Testament, Gospel of Luke, comes from chapter 24, starting at verse 13. On the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. But him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?'" This is the word of the Lord.
Did you see in those two readings, they both started off with a weak heart, a poor heart. In Jeremiah, it said that their sins were carved on their hearts. In Luke, it started off, you know, your heart's not in it. You know, foolish men, haven't you seen what's to come? But both of those readings finished up with a rejoiceful heart. And in Luke's reading, did not our hearts burn within us? What a change of heart there was.